Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Indianola Community Youth Foundation, Taylor Nearing, about the success of the 2019-2020 Back to School Bash.
The Back to School Bash, getting ready for the 2019-2020 school year, happened just this last weekend. First of all, how'd it go?
It was really successful.
Awesome. We'll talk about bringing it all together. I know this is an annual event, but this is kind of a under the lights, out on the field, bringing everybody together. Kind of talk about that organization process.
Yeah, so organizing it was a little harder this year just because of the demolition of the courthouse. So we had a new venue this year, which was the football stadium. That was really neat to see everyone at our school's facility getting ready for the school year. The school district was awesome for letting us use that venue, and then the boosters did the food, lots of cool vendors, and it was just a great time.
Well, talk about the entertainment options that was there, because I saw a lot of really fun ones. I was only there for a brief time, but there's dunk tank, there's a ton of fun stuff.
Yeah, so the dunk tank was very, very popular. Casey Blake was our first guy in there, and he got dunked on the very first pitch, so that was very fun. Lots of inflatables. Special event DJ did a great job with the music, so it was just a great turnout.
What is it like to be able to kind of organize that and then kind of see it all come together? I know just from a personal or ICYF standpoint, it had to be kind of a big proud moment at least, right?
Yeah, so this was my first big event working for ICYF, so seeing that all come together was just very rewarding. Seeing the community out celebrating the last weekend of summer together was just really cool.
Well, talk about the community, because it felt like it was a very well-attended event. There was a lot of help. You already mentioned a couple of organizations that came out and helped you, but it seemed like almost everybody was there. The whole town was out.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to The Helping Hand for having a tent. Indianola Hometown Pride brought out some games as well. We had student council and Silver Cord students volunteering, all the coaches and the teams for Meet the Indians, and then again, just the community members being there to support and get ready for back to school was just great.
Well, talk about that Meet the Indians portion of it, kind of working with those coaches and getting the response from them, making sure that everybody showed up for that.
Yeah, so working with the coaches is, you know, hard. Some of them don't necessarily work for the school during the day, and so it was a lot of contact back and forth via email, and I'm so appreciative of them getting them all signed up to be there. It looked like it was a great turnout.
Well, kind of at the end, what was some of the feedback that you got from some of the community members? I know you were around talking with everybody. What did the community feel about the event?
I think this year, again, being at a different location, I think that was the biggest feedback I heard. Being at the school's facility was just really neat since it's a back-to-school event.
Awesome. Well, it was under the lights. I had a lot of fun there as well. Kind of talk about what ICYF changing from the summer schedule now to the fall schedule, and now that kids are in school, you know, there's going to be some changes coming up. Kind of talk a little bit about what ICYF has planned for the upcoming fall season.
Yeah, so this week we actually turn into our fall open gym hours, and that will be Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m., and then Sundays will continue to be the 1 to 4 p.m. if there's not events going on. I encourage you to follow our Facebook page for current updates on that.
We'll talk about how the summer went for ICYF. This was a fun summer. It felt like we talked earlier that participation was a lot of kids coming out and having some fun.
Yeah, open gym, we had great numbers this year. Again, it's just so cool to see those kids come out and really practice hard and work on their sports for the upcoming year.
All right, well, last question before we let you go here. Any kind of goals, at least for ICYF coming into this school year, anything you want to accomplish, whether it's organization-wide, personal-wise, or just kind of what do you want to see now when we talk in a year or time or so that, hey, ICYF did a great job doing this?
Gotcha. Ooh, that's a good question. I think I just want to work with the board and we'll see what comes next. I'm not sure what that is, whether it's another event or an annual campaign or who knows, maybe another big project like the Helping Hand. Whatever it'll be good and it'll impact the community in a positive way.
Thanks to Taylor Nearing for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.